and you know, you have different strainers, and then you have something, you know, like a worm. So the worm take out the dirt from the juice, and it go in something else.
Oh, I see.
And then it go up, and then it go up, and then it go over in a bin, and then it chop one ticket from here.
What do you do with the mud?
Carry it out and try it outside.
And they use that?
No, well, you use that for yarning. Yeah, if you want to, you yarn get fat. Your vegetables don't get fat. You get it and you let dry.
That helps, right?
And then you get some good water in. But if you want it, you kill the plant. The guy's rich.
You don't water it, huh? It's like fertilizer. It's just like, same with fertilizer. Dry fertilizer, you put that on plants. If you don't water it,
it kill it out because it's strong.
Yeah.
See, and if you have a lot in your yard, and depends how the heat be, you could catch yourself.
Yeah.
The same mud. Catch fire.
Yeah. Okay, what do they do then after they after that processing? What do they? What do they
mean the,
in the
sugar
factory? Yeah.
Well, they do nothing; just do repairing.
No. I mean, in the process of producing, you know, what they
sugar?
Yeah.
Well, when they ship it out, you get sugar out of your
head. The sugar. Where does the molasses come in?
Well, the molasses they have some big container for the molasses.
They cook that.
No, well, they ship it away. Boat come here and collect it and go where they want to get it. Well, they can make a lot of things.
So, tell me, what's the relationship of molasses to the sugar?
Well, that come from the sugar. You see, that the drain out, the dry out. Because they have the machine they have down there, what they call them, crystallizer. And when they reach there, they take out all the juice. When they reach in the curing room, that is when we make the sugar. And when you make the sugar, it draw all the juice right in it. And then the juice go one way. And then you get the sugar.
I see.
You got the sugar boil upstairs. It's come down tick, grainy. So when it come down, you have a lot of juice still. So when you have the juice, the juice is molasses. So when it come down, go down by the curing room. The machine down there, dry it out. And sometimes it comes the color of sugar, they got different grade of sugar, A, B, and C. I think A is the clearest.
So this is granule sugar?
Yeah, you got something they make, something like extra sugar.
Yeah, but what about, how do they make rum? What is the rum,
they
make rum out of what?
They make the rum out of the cane juice. But the factory move them, you know. It gone about up. So they do their one thing up there, you know. And they used to make CSR. They started with CSR first.
Yeah.
And then they started with the Bellman. So come from the same show again.
Are they still making, they're not making rum anymore?
Not there. They want to make it up about up.
But it's still
in the Bellman.
I believe it's up there.
Yeah.
And you see what they were trying to do? Get the juice. Get the juice from over in the building, run it over here, and then because they used to go in their own cane, and when they start off first, and so when they finish with it, they carry it over back over the mill.
Yeah. But there are are these three different things then? The juice that is used to make rum, the molasses that is different?
The molasses. The molasses come from the sugar. Because for instance, after you boil the boil the juice go different angles, different areas, and then it go in the pan. And then after you boil the sugar in there start to boil, come in to how it's supposed to come in, greeny. And you reach up in the last flow now. That is when you're gonna make the sugar. And so you can come green.